We started this morning's programme in Naas as tractors were driven into position to block the entrance and exit to one of the country's largest retail distribution centres, Aldi's in County Kildare. It's part of a protest by farmers against the price they're paid for their cattle, but unlike lots of the protests we've heard about all year at meat processing factories, this one is organised by the country's largest farming organisation, the Irish Farmers Association. Let's go to our Agriculture and Consumer Affairs correspondent, Fran McNulty. He's outside Aldi's distribution centre in Naas. Fran, what's happening there at the moment?
Well, Gavin, as we speak, the blockade remains in place. There are 20 to 30 trucks both trying to get in and out of the facility now tied up in this blockade, which the IFA has said will last for the next 12 hours, shall I say, until 7 o'clock this evening. Gardaí have arrived at the scene. They've put a traffic management plan in place because many of the trucks trying to get into the facility are now snaking their way out onto the main Newbridge Road here outside Kildare. There are around 40 or so members of the IFA here, all protesting over price, and within the past half an hour there were 10 scenes when one of the truck drivers approached the blockade. He drove at the blockade and said he wanted to get in. He was trying to do a day's work. His name is Johnny Gilbert.
We're here to disturb you now.
Yeah, we're there. Like, there's how many lorries are parked up? This is, come on. See, that's the problem all the time, to walk away.
There's nobody going to walk away from you.
There's 3 years after turning your back to me. There's one of them off walking over there.
There's nobody going to be bullied here.
Nobody. You are bullying us.
We're
stopping.
Hold on.
Yeah. I haven't got the right to go do me days work.
No.
Why not?
Unfortunately, you haven't.
Because guys, farmers, all joking aside, have you not cattle to be minding at home?
Oh, we have, but what's the point in minding when we're getting robbed in the factory?
You might be getting robbed in the factory, but you're not robbing your money.
I know you're not, and you're unfortunately caught in the middle.
Yeah, but I don't want to be caught in the middle. I have a day's work to do.
Yeah, we all have work to do. They're not the problem either.
Yeah, but wait, hold on, right? You're going to the cars in, they can go do their day's work. They can get their day's pay, and no, you can't. No, see, look, that's why you're all standing here. Because when someone says anything, you turn your back.
I had seemed to be up to about five minutes ago. I'm trying to tell you, you're not going in. All right.
Well, no, how long are you going to stay here? What about those ways that are empty? What are they meant to do? So you're meant to try, just because the users are struggling, does it mean that everyone else has to struggle?
You'll get your week's wages at the end of the day.
I won't get any week's wages.
We're on our knees.
Well, boys, you need to lift this blockade.
They're not going to go for 12 hours, they say. What do you say to that?
They say they'll have to. Like, there's... How many lorries are they? The haulage industry is bad as farming. It's on a knife edge the whole time. Guys are cutting rates on top of each other, left, right and centre. And so you're stopping us from getting paid.
And that's an exchange between truckers at Aldi's distribution centre in Naas and some of the farmers protesting there this morning. Let's go back to Naas in County Kildare and speak to IFA President Joe Healy. Morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Why are your farmers blocking people trying to do their work there?
We were here this morning, Gavin, because I went to a task force meeting last Tuesday. There was no minister there, there was no retailers there, and Meat Industry Ireland came in with nothing to offer. They knew exactly what farmers wanted to hear that day, that farmers needed a price increase straight away, and they didn't. The best we could get from them was that they'd have to go back and consult with the people they represent. That was disgraceful. It was shameful. Nothing came from that meeting. Nothing came for the rest of that day, and nothing came all day yesterday. So we're here outside a retailer, and it's the first of many until we get a price increase. The beef price index that was highlighted 2 weeks ago showed a widening a gap between Ireland and the EU, a massive gap of 45 cents between Ireland and the UK. And the second index, which was out earlier this week, showed that gap had even widened to a gap of 50 cent a kilo between what Irish farmers are getting and what the UK farmers are getting. So we want the retailers to do a few things. First of all, to go straight back to the processors that's supplying them with their beef and tell them that they need to pass a price increase immediately back to farmers. And that price increase has to be immediately. Otherwise, we'll continue this for a number of days.
Aldi say they're extremely disappointed by the protest today. They say they welcome the resumption of the beef task force this week and have engaged openly with farmer representative organisations. They say they remain committed to reporting back to the task force and playing a fulsome role in the process. You came out of talks on Monday and said there was progress, and here we are Thursday morning and you're protesting outside a retailer just before Christmas. Could you not have given these talks a bit more of a chance?
Yeah, well, the talks, we came out of the talks on Tuesday, and the only progress that farmers wanted to hear from their farmer representatives on Tuesday at lunchtime when we came out of those talks was that Meat Industry Ireland had been given the authority to come in and say, tell us that there was a price increase. And they didn't do that. They talked about signs of green shoots. For God's sake, Gavin, signs of green shoots, they're more than signs, it's fact. The beef price index backs that up. They showed a 17 and 45 cents of the difference between Ireland and the EU price and Ireland and the UK price, respectively, 2 weeks ago on the first index. The second index showed that that had widened out to 20 and 50 cents. Irish farmers need that price increase badly. They need it immediately, and it's up to the processors. We hear a lot of talk about corporate social responsibility and sustainability. Well, now is the time for the retailers and the processors to get a price back that shows their commitment to both those things.
It's 8:30. I'll get to news headlines in just a moment. We've been reporting on protests about beef prices all year. Is this about the IFA trying to take back control of these protests from the beef task force?
No, this is about the IFA based on what we do on fact and figures. And that fact highlighted. Because during the summer, the price gap that the index shows now, that price gap wasn't there during the summer. That price gap is there now. We examined it during the summer, and there was little or no difference between our price and across Europe. The beef price index.
So the protests were wrong during the summer, but they're right now, yes?
In the last two weeks, that price has opened up from 17 up to 20 for Ireland compared to the EU, and from 45 to 50 when you compare. If you just go across the border, some of our members that are up along the border, they see the Northern Ireland beef farmer get up to 50 cents more, close on 50 cents more per kilo than what we're getting. So we need that, and we need the retailers to get onto their suppliers and tell them that to pass back a price increase to beef farmers immediately.
Joe Healy, President of the Irish Farmers Association, thank you very much for speaking to us. It's 8:31. Brian Jennings, our agriculture correspondent, Fran McNulty, still there.